This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll take a look at the hot start of the Swift Current Broncos and why head coach Manny Vivaros is saying it's nothing to get excited about just yet. We're off to Calgary for the newly rebranded WHL Cup. Team BC head coach Steve O'Rourke and forward Jack Finley, a prospect of the Spokane Chiefs, will be our guests. And fresh off a return to the Victoria Royals, Tyler Soy is the WHL On the Run and CHL Player of the Week. And a look at Team WHL, the roster announced for the upcoming CIBC Canada-Russia series. First up, the Swift Current Broncos have flown out of the gates, led by elite goal scoring and strong goaltending. Ranked second in the CHL top 10 rankings last week and number three this week, second-year head coach Manny Vivaros appears to be pressing all the right buttons. He spoke with voice of the Broncos, Sean Mullen, on the team's hot start, which he's not allowing his club to get caught up with.
If we're in March or in those rankings are there, okay, that's different. I've always said that, though, throughout the season, teams have winning streaks and no one really says anything about it. The only difference is this time ours happens to be at the beginning of the season here. So, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's junior hockey or professional hockey. You know, when you have success, and there's a reason why I have it. I'm very proud of our kids and the way we've worked. And but there's a reason why we've won. It's because we've put the time and effort. But once you start believe in the press clippings and hearing all the outside noise, whether it's positive or negative, sure, can have effect sometimes. And that's one of the things I said. Listen, kids, let's just focus on us. We're very fortunate. We put our time and effort into it. But all that outside stuff, like, you know, keep it outside the room. It's most important if we do our stuff every day, put the work in on and off the ice, that we have a chance to continue to keep winning here. And we do that, we'll be fine.
Congratulations are due, as you were named as one of the three coaches for the Team WHL when the Russians come through here for the CIBC Canada-Russia Challenge. What's your reaction to that?
Sean's certainly thrilled, and I consider it a great honor and a great opportunity to work with the best Western Hockey League players in Western Canada, and also two exceptional coaches, Tim Hunter and John Paddock. So really looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be an exciting few days together.
On different to be coaching with maybe your two biggest rivals in the East Division from your first stint and second seasons here.
Yeah, no, yeah, it, certainly it is. But
are you going to try to hide some of your better strategies in that game?
Or? Well, I think it's more on their side. They'll hide their strategies, I guess. So they're both very experienced coaches, been in this game a lot longer than I have. But you know what? It's something that you certainly put something special like this with Western Hockey League. Canada against Russian is something you certainly put your differences or your rivalries aside for the better of our league, and that's exactly what we're doing here like that. So that's certainly not going to be a problem by any means. They're both fine young men and fine gentlemen, and we all want at the end of the day is to beat the Russians. So we're looking forward to that.
In goal, Logan Fladell is this week's Vaughan CHL Goaltender of the Week. He's won seven straight games heading into the weekend and says the entire team has put in the work.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's just work and practice. Just our team getting together, gelling really well, you know, able to, like, just handle the puck good behind the net to help with the defense and the D moving the guys out of the way for myself. So I can see the puck a lot easier. You know, I got quite a few shots the other game, but that happens in games. You know, I thought I played pretty well against Vancouver and Lethbridge, you know, so I was fortunate enough to have the guys support me the whole time.
The Broncos have been led by the line of Tyler Steenberg and Alexi Heponiemi and Glenn Godden. The trio having an October to remember, combining for 65 points through the first nine games of the season.
You're listening to the WHL This Week radio edition.
The WHL, in collaboration with the Canadian Hockey League and Hockey Canada, have now announced the roster for Team WHL, set to compete against Team Russia in the 2017 CIBC Canada-Russia Series. Game 1 of the series, set for Moose Jaw Monday, November 6th, before continuing on to Swift Current Game 2, Tuesday, November 7th. Team WHL will once again feature an abundance of NHL prospects, including 13 players selected in the first two rounds of the NHL draft, a pair of top 10 selections from the 2017 draft, including Portland Winterhawks forward Cody Glass, a Vegas Golden Knights selection, sixth overall, and Tri-City Americans forward Michael Rasmussen, a ninth-round pick of the Detroit Red Wings. Moose Jaw Warriors captain Brett Howden, a first-round pick of the Tampa Bay Lightning, will have the opportunity to suit up for Team WHL in front of a hometown crowd when the series opens in Moose Jaw. And when the series goes to Swift Current the next night, Broncos forward Tyler Steenbergen will suit up for his home fans, as well as Vancouver Canucks prospect Cole Lind of the Kelowna Rockets from nearby Shaunavon. Also cracking the roster up front include forwards Jared Anderson-Dolan of the Spokane Chiefs, Tyler Benson of the Vancouver Giants, Dylan Dubé of the Kelowna Rockets, Tanner Kaspik and Ty Lewis of the Brandon Wheat Kings, Matthew Phillips of the Victoria Royals, and Sam Steele of the Regina Pats. On the blue line, Calgary Hitmen's Jake Bean will be on Team WHL's roster, Dennis Chalosky of the Prince George Cougars, Cale Clegg of the Brandon Wheat Kings, Cal Foote from the Kelowna Rockets, Josh Mahura of the Regina Pats, David Quenville from the Medicine Hat Tigers. In goal, Carter Hart of the Everett Silvertips will be paired alongside Stuart Skinner of the Lethbridge Hurricanes.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
Steve O'Rourke is the head coach for Team BC for the newly rebranded WHL Cup. He'll bring BC into a tournament which they have not won since 2012. And Steve, you have the talent to do it, but I know this is a big few days ahead here for your guys and your club there.
Yeah, I mean, we got a good hockey team here. Again, it's young kids, it's short competition. It's always unpredictable. You don't know how kids are going to handle the pressure. These kids have had a pressure-packed year, that's for sure, going through the Bantam draft, going to a Western Hockey League camp, those new feelings, going to those kind of things. And then you add on to this now, they've been in a pretty tense, grinding year for these kids, and it's culminating here with these guys at the WHL Cup. And I think it's going to be exciting. And again, we put things in place. We do all our things that we can to get them prepared. But at the end of the day, the athletes have to play those games and play them hard.
You know, I saw an interview you did to preview Team BC, and this is an event where you mentioned that it's the first exposure to the program of excellence, and there can be a lot on the line when it comes to that as well.
Yeah, for sure, because that next step is really the U-17 and putting that Hockey Canada crest on, and that's a pretty amazing thing. We were able to do a tour here today through the Hockey Canada dressing room, and you see the pictures on the wall of the people that have come before you, all the championships, and it's a pretty amazing thing to go through the dressing room and see the logo and all those things. And these kids, some of them don't really know always the next step. Some of them really know the next step. So it is an eye-opener for them. And to come here and just know that the next part is putting that Hockey Canada jersey on, it can be pretty inspiring, but it can also be pretty daunting as well. There's players that they've always stood out throughout. Again, there's kids here like Peyton Mount is maybe not the biggest name. He's been really, really strong in what we started to do here. Cameron McDonald has been really strong in just how he presents himself. Jack Finley is another one who you're going to end up talking to here, has done a good job. And you got your top-end guy there, and Justin Sordoff has looked really good on the ice. Our back ends, Aiden, Della, we just call him Della. I won't.
Yeah, good call.
Hey, so he's done great. Ryan Watson, our goaltenders have been phenomenal, just their personalities. I think they're guys that can handle this competition just by the way they've handled themselves here. So we got some really good pieces. I'm sure everyone else in these provinces feel the same way, and you got to get on the ice and see what the cards put out for us.
And all these players you've mentioned are all high-end draft picks and first-round picks of the WHL as well in their respective clubs here. Steve O'Rourke is the head coach for Team BC. He's also an associate coach with the Prince George Cougars as the WHL Cup gets underway in Calgary. Best of luck to you, Steve, and thanks for doing this.
Great. Thanks, John.
Kelowna native and Spokane Chiefs first-round pick Jack Finley is our guest on WHL This Week. He's a big part of Team BC. Jack, first of all, what do you know about this tournament? It's been around now for a number of years. It features the best from around Western Canada. What do you know about the tournament, and what do you expect here over the next few days?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's some good players that played in this tournament so far, and it's a good atmosphere here in Calgary, and I'm excited to get things going.
You attend the Pursuit of Excellence. That's where you play there, and you'll also be a player next year for the Spokane Chiefs for sure when you turn 16 years old. But tell me about being one of the leaders on this team here and what's expected, because Team BC hasn't won this tournament since 2012, so the pressure, I think, is starting to mount on the province.
Yeah, for sure. I think this year we have a good team, and I know last year they had a good team. Tough game against Alberta, and they didn't win, but I think this year we have a great chance, and I'm looking forward to how the games are going to be.
You're a big body forward out there, Jack, for Team BC. How do you make a difference here this weekend?
I'm just going to use my size and try not to be someone I'm not, play my game and play the way I've been playing the last couple of years.
How excited are you to make the step to the next level and join Spokane for next season, what should be a pretty good roster there this season and next and probably for a couple of years?
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, the camp that I went to last spring, it was awesome. The guys were great, great organization, and I'm just excited to get to the next level.
You have to be matching up against some of your teammates there at POE, I'm assuming, here this weekend. Any bragging rights on the line as you represent Team BC?
Oh, yeah, for sure. All my buddies are here right now, so it's good to see them after the summer, and bragging rights are for sure a thing here.
Well, it's the rebranded WHL Cup going on in Calgary. Jack Finley is a big part of Team BC, Spokane Chiefs first-round pick as well. Jack, best of luck this weekend. Thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what a week for Victoria Royals forward Tyler Soy. He spoke with voice of the Royals, Marlon Martins.
Tyler, congratulations. Not only the WHL Player of the Week, but the CHL Player of the Week. What's the honor mean to you?
Well, thank you first off. And, you know, it's awesome. It means a lot to me. But definitely couldn't get that kind of thing without, you know, my teammates around me. You know, guys like Phillips putting the puck in the net, Regan Aggie putting the puck in the net. You know, a lot of different guys on the team contribute to, you know, it's not just a one-man show. So, you know, it's nice to be honored, but it's one to share, really.
12 points in four games. You feel like coming back from, you know, San Diego and the American Hockey League, that you're able to show what you can do back here at the junior level?
Yeah, I think I had a pretty good showing at camp, you know, down in San Diego and even in Anaheim. And just coming back, you know, I've been feeling confident. And, you know, the way the team's been playing, they've been playing great. So it's been pretty easy coming back and joining the guys. And, you know, we've had a good week, but hopefully we can keep going.
As a 20-year-old now and coming back from American Hockey League, has the game slowed down for you a little bit at the junior level? Is there a little more time and space out there? Do you feel quicker?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously the guys are quite a bit bigger and stronger and, you know, obviously a lot older up in, you know, in the AHL. But coming back, you know, I'm a 20-year-old. I'm a veteran player. So it definitely comes with a sense of not comfortability, but, you know, confidence for sure. And I've been feeling pretty good so far.
What did the Ducks want you to focus and work on here?
Definitely just same kind of things as the last couple of years. Just really work on getting in the gym and getting stronger. You know, like I said, you're playing against men up there, so you definitely got to be able to battle with them. And, you know, obviously I can work on my skating and everything else in the game, but, you know, a lot of that comes with strength. So that's one thing they wanted me to work on for sure.
Tyler, you've already mentioned Regan Nagy and Matthew Phillips, guys you've lost some great chemistry with and connecting with. When you look around the room, what do you see with this team this year, and are you excited for the season?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a pretty special group we got. One of the tighter teams I've been on for sure, and it's only, you know, the start of the year, which is great to see. We've got a lot of good young guys that have come in, you know, a lot of guys that have, you know, taken on bigger roles and are playing really well in them. And obviously, you know, some of the top guys have been producing well and, you know, playing, you know, what seems like just their best hockey so far. So it's great to see. It's been a lot of fun so far, but the main thing is hopefully we can just keep it going and keep rolling like this.
What can you tell people about Dan Price and what kind of head coach he is?
Well, he's a great coach. You know, I think he's a great person first off, which allows him to be such a good coach. And, you know, he's all about communication, you know, between the players and coaches and, you know, even just between the players themselves, and really just having an open floor and being able to discuss and, you know, ask questions and, you know, maybe try to say things that we might like to see in practice or work on and stuff. And so the communication side of things has been unbelievable. And, you know, obviously he's been doing a pretty good job because the team started off so well. So it's great having him here. It's been awesome. Having the other coaches that have been at it has been great as well. And we just like to keep going.
Tyler, again, congratulations on the CHL Player of the Week.
Thank you very much.
Tyler Soy, forward for the Victoria Royals.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to Marlon and Victoria as he plows his way through Alberta, as well as Sean Mullen in Swift Current for their help. I'm John Keane.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.